So this is the last tune of the basement. If you happen to miss part of the episode, CITR.ca is where you gotta go. All your favorite shows are available for stream, playback, and sharing. You know the drill, CITR.ca. This show is called The Basement. Make sure to visit me any and every Friday, from 9 to 10:30 p.m. This tune called Storm by Fella. Super special spelling for Fella. P-H. A-E-L-E-H, super special.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman, for when you have the ladies back at your place, or whatever.
Taken away, still far away when I awake. thinking about hearing records play, thinking about long hair waving braided. It could only be better if you
evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from a compilation from one of our sister stations in Eastern Canada. That was CFRC out of Kingston, Ontario, part of the Queen's University, and they just released a compilation called Civic Guilt, and you heard an artist named Dorothy Paws. That was a track called Dream Map, and once again, that's CFRC, and this is going to blow your mind. Their frequency is also 101.9 FM. So it's pretty great to see these compilations being put out by different campus radio stations. It really kind of shows the connection between the campus radio community and the independent music community. So once again, that was the Civic Guilt compilation from CFRC Radio. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. My name is P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air until midnight tonight. Current show is called Canada Post Rock, and going to be focusing on a lot of different electronic stuff in the first half of the show. Later on, we'll get into a little bit of garage, and then later on, we'll get into some louder stuff. But if you want to check out more info on the show, check out canadapostrock.ca, and you can check out podcasts and playlists. And while you're on the internet at a computer, check out citr.ca for all the info you need to know about CITR Radio. So when you think of video game soundtracks, you think of kind of electronic 8-bit artists or very cinematic film scores, and you don't really think of Canadian singer-songwriters. And that's where Jim Guthrie has been kind of changing that stereotype. In the past couple of years, he's put out a few soundtracks for some fairly popular video games, like the Sword and Sorcery indie game that came out a while ago. And he also did the entire soundtrack for the indie game documentary. But his latest album called Takes Time, it almost has a little bit of that kind of video game soundtrack feel to it. From Jim Guthrie's new album, you can hear a track off of that called Never Pour, and it was just released on Static Clang Records. If you're not familiar with Jim Guthrie, he's based out of Toronto and has been on a few big Canadian acts, like he was in the group called Islands, as well as Royal City. But lately he's been putting out a lot of solo stuff. So you're going to hear something from Jim Guthrie, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Jim Guthrie. Thank you.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displaced Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
New stuff from Sub Pop Records. That was Rose Windows. That was a track called Heavenly Days off the new Sundogs album, and it's one of the newer artists out on Sub Pop Records, and they're kind of a sunny psych folk collective, and their album was just put out a couple weeks ago. Anyways, that was out on Sub Pop Records. Prior to that, you heard some new stuff from Jim Guthrie out of Toronto. His new album is called It Takes Time, and you hear a track called Never Pour. It's out on Static Clang Records. Check them out at staticclang.com. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And right now we'll move into a little bit more kind of electronic oriented set. And you can hear the new Austra album, one that I've been playing quite a bit the past few weeks. It's called Olympia. You can hear a track called You Changed My Life. And after that, you're going to hear something from Fulchen, one of the artists on Asthmatic Kitty Records. They have a new album out called False Alarms. And then I guess we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CITR 11.9 FM, this is a new Austra album.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website www.spec.bc.ca for more information.
Easter froze the sea.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Fulchen with a track called Hemispheres off the new False Alarms album. Prior to that was Ostra from Toronto with a track called You Changed My Life off the brand new Olympia album. And she's just released a couple music videos for that album, so definitely check them out if you haven't yet. You're listening to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. You've got about another hour left on the program, so we'll keep going with some more electronic stuff. And here's something from the highly anticipated second album from Mount Kimby. It's called Cold Spring Faultless Youth, out on Warp Records. You can hear a track off of it called Breakwell. And these guys were in Vancouver not too long ago, so hopefully you made it out to the show. After that, you can hear something from the forward-thinking art rap label called Anticon Records. Their newest release is the Baths album. It's called Obsidian, and it's the second release from Will Weisenfeld, one of the LA producers, one of the newer signed artists on Anticon Records. Obsidian is a new album, like I said. You can hear a track off of it called Ossuary. Kind of almost a brighter, kind of colorful electronica, and he's got a really kind of high-pitched pop-type vocals. So definitely check out some more stuff from Bass. I'll probably be playing this quite a bit in the next coming weeks. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Mount Kimby.
Hi, we're Roused by Nature.
And you're listening to
CITR
101.9,
broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Show me.
worst fates could you possibly show me?
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Baths with Ossuary off the brand new Obsidian album out on Anticon Records out of Oakland. And before that, Mount Kimby with the new album called Cold Spring Faultless Youth. The track was called Breakwell. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock. It's just after 11 p.m. And if you want to hear anything, give me a call, 604-822-2487 if you want to make a request. And once again, that's 604-UBC-CITR. And I'll be more than likely to fit in any requests. But up next, you can hear something from Ghostly International Records. Newest release is something from Gold Panda. It's been a couple of years since we heard something from the UK producer. Second album is called Half of Where You Live. You're going to hear a track off of it called S950. And then after that, you can hear something from Sub Pop Records, another new release from them. It's from a guy named Don Gibson, and his new album is called Me Moan. You can hear a track off of that called Don't You Fade. And I think this is his second album that he's put out. I'm not sure if it's the second one on Sub Pop. I'll have to look more into it. But if you're not familiar, this guy's really... He's in the very bizarre 90s band called Rednecks that had that terrible dance hit. But anyways, he's the former drummer for that group, but has recently put out a couple solo albums. And you can hear the most recent one. But before that, this is something from Gold Panda right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
takes me a long, long while. Remember Irish songs you sing. I'm scared, Betty, I'll never see you one day. I can't keep that baby quiet. I know I can, but I'll imagine it's hard to be someone the angel made. I can't keep that baby quiet. Even if you're undefined, you don't fade. You don't fade. Dragging around a memory like you left a cross in a creek. Looking at the same sunrise, and it's not the spirit in your way. I'm scared about it, I'll never see you one day. I can't keep that baby quiet. No, I can't. Well, I'll imagine it's hard to be someone the angel made. I can't keep that baby quiet. Even if you're undefined, you don't fade.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And that was Don Gibson, a track off a new album called Me Moan, out on Sub Pop Records. You heard the track called Don't You Fade. And he's also put out a few things on the White Denim label. If you're not familiar, that's one of the labels that one of the members of Pissed Jeans puts out. In addition to his label, he's also got the blog called Yellow Green Red. Really great blog for a lot of punk and noise and electronic type music. And he's also out on Piss Jeans are also out on Sub Pop Records, so I guess that's how the connection is. Anyways, you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're going to get back to some more electronic stuff, but this time some Canadian stuff. New artist out on Last Gang Records that I just checked out on the way here to CITR. They're called Mix Hell, and they have a new album called Spaces. You can hear a track called Daria, and we'll see what we get to after that. Probably just this track, and I'll get back to you and talk some more right here on CITR's new stuff from Last Gang Records. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Last Gang Records. So right now we're going to change it up from the... Oh, I should say what the artist was. That was Mix Hell. Anyways, I'm going to change it up quite a bit in the next little while. You're going to hear a little bit more experimental and noise artists. So you're going to hear something from Nate Young, one of the artists in the Wolf Eyes group. And his latest album is something from a record label called NNA Tapes. It's called Regression. I need to hear a track off of that. If you're not familiar from NNA Tapes, they're a pretty obscure, very limited release noise and electronic cassette label. They put out some stuff from a couple of releases from Nate Young. They put out some early stuff from 106 Point Never, Laurel Halo, and just a lot of very underground electronic and noise tapes. Definitely check them out. You can see their website at nnatapes.com. Anyways, the album is called Regression by Nate Young, and it was actually an album that came out a couple of years ago in 2009, but it's just making its, CD and tape release. After Nate Young, you can hear something from Terrence Hannum. Terrence Hannum is one of the group members of the group called Locrian, the drone trio out of Chicago. Locrian just put out a new album out on Relapse Records, but Terrence Hannum also has a new album out. It's called Spectral Life, and you can hear a track off of that. You can check out the full album at shelterpress.com, and that's shelter-press.com. And once again, that's Terrence Hannum, one of the members of Locrian. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, you can hear something from Nate Young. And let me see what we get to after that. If you want to hear anything, you can give me a call at 604-822-2487. 2487. Once again, that's 604 UBC CITR. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Nate Young. Thank you.
here she comes.
Tune in every Wednesday from 1 to 2 on The Shakespeare Show, with your host Dan Shakespeare, playing rare gems from the 20s to the 70s.
She's your fine looking man. She's something else.
Thank you.
And that was some new stuff from Locrian, one of the members of the group. Terrence Hannum has a new release called Spectral Life, and you just heard the title track off of that, and it's put out on Shelter Press Records. Prior to that, you heard an out there track from Nate Young of Wolf Eyes. A track was taken from the Regressions album, and you heard a track called Sweating Sickness Part 1. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we'll keep going with some more kind of ambient stuff. And you're going to hear one of the new releases from Grouper. It's actually a project of Liz Harris and a filmmaker, I do believe. His name is Lawrence English. They put out a release called Slow Walkers. Very, very limited release. It was only put out like 400 copies. And it was already pretty much sold out already. It was put out on a label called This Peak Oil. You're going to hear a track off of it called Wake. And then after that, you're going to hear something from the new Zola Jesus album. It's called Avalanche. And it's one of the preview tracks off of it, off the album called Versions. And it's actually Zola Jesus appearing with some orchestral arrangements, appearing with the old industrial group called Fetus. It's going to be put out on Sacred Bones Records in a few months. But for now, you're going to hear a track off of that called Avalanche. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Grouper and Lawrence Walker. Or Lawrence English, I should say. This track is called Wake from the album called Slow Walkers. Thank you.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
And it all
that was Zola Jesus doing some more orchestral type music. That was off her new album called Versions. That was a track called Avalanche. And once again, that's going to be featuring Fetus appearing on that album. And Versions is going to be out on Sacred Bones Records. Prior to that, you heard something from Grouper, also known as Liz Harris, out of Portland. She's got a new collaboration with a guy named Lawrence English. The album is called Slow Walkers. You heard the track called Wake off of it. So we're going to get to a couple of, I'm pretty sure they're local. I should probably be more researched, but a group called Failing, and then you're going to hear something from Diane. From an artist named Diane, you're going to hear a track called Phantoms off the EP of the same name. After that, you can hear something from Failing, an EP just called Failing. Track is that you can hear something called Colors. So a little bit more kind of lo-fi, garage-oriented set. Then we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Diane.
Thank you.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and thanks for tuning in this week. Keep it locked on CITR for more great tunes all evening, and don't forget to check out the website, CITR.ca. In case you missed anything, I was mumbling too much or something, check out CanadaPostRock.ca, and you can check out podcasts and playlists and stuff like that. So this week I'm going to leave you with some pretty heavy stuff. You're going to hear something from Power Trip, and Power Trip is based out of Dallas, Texas. And they have a new album coming out soon on Southern Lord Records, and they're really channels that 80s thrash metal that's very similar to Nuclear Assault and suicidal tendencies I'm hearing. Manifest Decimation is what you're going to hear, and it's also the title track of the album. I think these guys were in Vancouver about a year or so ago, so hopefully they'll be back here pretty soon because I've been pretty stoked on this album. Once again, this is something from Power Trip. This track is called Manifest Decimation.